Every time we celebrate Thanksgiving, I always think of my mom. And whenever I'm about to preach on one of my parents, it always seems like that's the mass they show up to. So, Mom, I'm sorry, but maybe just give me a warning next time and I'll maybe change my homily a little bit. But I always think of my mom because growing up, my mom would make me do what every kid hates to do, and that's write thank you notes. And it did not matter how small the gift I received was, or how short my stay at a friend's house, I would always find myself sitting in that chair, writing those familiar words, thank you. We often think of Thanksgiving as something we do for someone else. And I certainly have learned, because of my mother, the great impact a small thank you card can make. And fortunately, we can, as I did as a child, make the act of Thanksgiving an obligation and something that we don't like. That because this person gave me something, I owe them my thanks now. It is, in fact, their due. And so Thanksgiving can become a way to get even with each other. It almost becomes a transaction, with the cost of getting a gift is a thank you. But we see in our gospel that Thanksgiving is not just for the person we thank, but also for ourselves. That when we give thanks, we receive even more. For there is this beautiful progression in our gospel today. As we hear of these 10 lepers who stood at a distance from Jesus and asked for pity, and he tells them to show themselves to the priests, and along the way, they are healed. One of them, noticing this, returns. And here, this is an amazing part in detail. He fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. Now, what is the fruit of thanksgiving for this man? Well, before this man had thanksgiving, what do we hear? We hear that with these 10 other lepers, he stood at a distance from Jesus. And in this case, he had to because of his leprosy. But upon learning he was healed, what does thanksgiving allow him to do? He, one, returns to Jesus. It's a reminder that thanksgiving leads us back to God. But two, and more profoundly, it allowed him to fall at his feet. And so thanksgiving allowed this man who once stood at a far distance from Jesus and had to raise his voice to speak with him, thanksgiving now brings him to his very feet, that he can touch him. It's a profound reality because this man had probably gone years staying away from people because of leprosy, that those who had contracted this disease were cast out into these camps and into the wilderness. Now, we can maybe catch a glimpse of what that moment was like just from our experience of COVID. If you had COVID and had to isolate yourself for 10 days, that kind of joyous reunion you had, being able to go and be with your loved ones. And this leper probably spent years living in isolation. And so this moment of being able to draw close to anyone, but especially to Jesus, was such a beautiful moment. And yet we hear that it was thanksgiving that brought this man to do that. We hear of these other 9 who, without thanksgiving, they keep walking away from Jesus, even further than they had before. And here we hear the fruit of thanksgiving, that thanksgiving draws us closer to God than we had ever been before. When we are not thankful, we stay at a distance from God. But thankfulness draws us close to him, to his very feet. And we see this perfectly expressed in the Eucharist. Eucharist being a Greek word meaning thanksgiving. And what draws us closer to God than receiving his very own body and blood? So at every Mass, we draw close to God because of thanksgiving. So to be thankful is to be close to God, which makes it not something that we owe anyone. It is no obligation, but is itself a beautiful gift. And so on behalf of myself and St. Joseph Parish, we wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. And may not only today, but every day, find ourselves returning and falling at the feet of Jesus, over and over and over again, truly as people of Thanksgiving.